verse number 5 of the Holy Quran, in chapter 1, Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Now, from the previous verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating His attributes such as His Rahmah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, we recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the one who gives His general mercy and His specific mercy. Now in verse number 5, the tone of the surah changes, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, teaching the servant how to plea, how to beg, by saying, You alone do we worship, and You alone do we ask for help. The outcome of this belief is that one must recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one deserving of worship, and the only one deserving of asking for help. And only He is deserving for man's reliance and obedience. In the Arabic language, when the object of the verb precedes or comes before the subject, this indicates exclusiveness. Now in this verse, Iyaka, the word Iyaka comes before Na'budu and Nasta'in, which indicates the exclusiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only and only You do we worship, and only You do we ask for help. This is the highest stage of monotheism or Tawheed and belief in one God. And it negates the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billah, is more than one being. It negates the fact that there are other gods present who have the power of creating. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the master of the virtuous, regarding the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, I worship You neither for the fear of the fire of your hell, nor for the desire of your paradise, but I found You fit in worshipping, and I worshipped You. It goes to show us that Imam Ali alayhi salam did not worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he wants to go to heaven or because he's afraid of going into hell. No, Imam Ali alayhi salam is showing us that he recognizes the ultimate creator, the one who has provided him with everything, the one whom he relies upon. And this is why he said this. This was another sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.
Wherever you are.